Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today is a fresh new day, and you know, I like to offer you thoughts that kind of help me frame my day differently and build time in my life to just breathe. And so when I got up this morning, I was thinking of all the different things going on in my space. You know, I couldn't tell what was going on anywhere else, but I just know that there were a lot of things pulling on me. It kind of made me stop and do a double take and to think about what was already on my heart, and that is that no moment is promised to any of us. And it just also made me reevaluate time differently. My expectations with people and the way I have been showing up, but yet not really fully enjoying each moment in life. And so as I sat with that thought today, and I started to share a moment, you know, this essay popped into my head, and how it starts is usually just a word or two, and then it starts to grow and form and shape. And as I am sending this note into the world with love, I wanted to make sure that I also shared this moment with you, because I think that we get into the habit of being worker bees and, you know, fixing everything in life. But we need to stop and ask ourselves, are we being fair to each other? You know, are we being fair to ourselves? You know, in ways that we're interacting with healthy relationships. And I don't think that this can be overstated, because, you know, I when I got up this morning and I was looking at everything that I needed to do, visualizing it and looking at some of the requests of things that I was receiving, I was like, you know, people, we just run through our days and we take care of things the best we can. But when people are on the outside, they don't see everything behind the scenes. They think your life is smooth. They think the children are happy, that your career is great, you know, that you have a fabulous relationship with your significant other. But they really don't know, you know, that something else is going on behind what they can see. And sometimes we have a loved one in trouble. Sometimes the children are difficult to deal with. You know, they can be going through their teenage period or that awkward set where they're getting ready to go off, you know, in between high school and college, and they don't know why they're uncomfortable, but there's a little fear in them, you know. And with today's kids, there are so many other things going on that we just don't know. We think we know because we're there with them, we're talking to them, but children shut down. And they do it as a way to protect themselves, to claim anonymity. That's one of my words, you guys. And to just really regroup without saying that they need help. And as adults, we don't have that same autonomic response of, let me just shut down for a second, you know, figure out where I'm at and claim my mental space for myself. You know, it's been something that we know that we no longer can do. But I want to caution you, and I want to remind you that no matter what else is going on around you, you have control of your space, your time, your energy, and your life. And, you know, just as God has love for his children, he has love for every one of his children. And so I want you to just to slow down a little bit and ask yourself, are you being fair with your own expectations for your life, your time, and your family? Are you giving yourself the time to breathe? And when you ask someone else for their assistance or their time, are you giving them time to breathe? Because sometimes the people who love you so much that they don't want to say no. Sometimes people don't know how to say no because all they've ever said is yes. And people can be experiencing chaos and their life can be in shambles, but you know, all you see is they have a roof over their head. You know, they have a car, they have groceries, they have everything you think they need to have, but they may not have time. And so today, I want to ask you to gift yourself a little bit more time and gift that time to the ones you love, because they may not be good at asking for that time. And so, you know, everyone on earth has a right to love. Hear me when I say that. You deserve love, goodness, peace, time, health, and joy. But if you don't feel those words and believe those words, you will put yourself on the back burner. I need you to think about that. And to really feel those words in your spirit. Know that God wants you to be at peace, to have calm in your life, to enjoy your life. And everyone has a right to those things, to goodness, to love, to health, to joy, to happiness. Claim that for yourself. Give yourself moments of serenity in your day. Even if it's just a few moments. Maybe it's a prayer before you get out of your car. Maybe it's your favorite verse before you, you know, pick up the kids. Maybe it's just an affirmation you say and repeat to yourself when you give someone you love a hug. However you find the time, build in some serenity in your day. Build it in. Know that you are worthy of that love. You are worthy of the grace. You are worthy of the peace. You just need to claim it, understand it, believe it, and act upon it. Show yourself that kindness today. And teach someone you love that they are worthy of that same kindness too. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, a restful evening of peace and serenity. You deserve goodness. Enjoy your day. Be well.